Welcome to Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
Speak particularly to us. Thank you, you are faithful. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Let us be seated. God bless you. We begin this morning by beginning at the beginning. Now we may wonder, where is the beginning? Because if we are talking about music and music ministries, since it's not one single thing, since it's broad, it may be better for us to begin with simply, what is music? Or as far as God is concerned, what is music? Since there are different types and forms of music in the church today, many of them borrow directly from the world, many more, it could either be maybe the tune is what was borrowed, or the lyrics, or the dancing steps. As far as God is concerned, what then is music? Music is the combination of lyrics, instruments, and voices in symphony. To evoke worship by focusing on a deity, it produces a change in emotions and dominion in an atmosphere. Amen. As far as God is concerned, that's what music is. Music, we said, it's a combination. Music is not one single thing. It's a combination of lyrics, which simply means wordings or words, instruments, and human voices, all of them coming together in symphony. And the purpose of this symphony is to evoke worship, to bring about worship by focusing on a deity. It brings about a change, or it produces a change in emotions, and it brings about dominion in an atmosphere. Now, it was deliberate that the word that was used is music. You notice I didn't even say godly music. I just simply said what? Music. Because music in itself, even though originally the creator of music is God, since man fell, all manner of things have been happening. Satan too now has his own forms of music. That there are several choirs that are sponsored from hell. Amen. In it all, produce sound. Everybody is singing something. But what would differentiate and what would make a difference is who is this song, or who is the inspirer of this song? What is the inspiration behind this song? Since we've written the whole thing like that, we are not going to take little by little to explain so that we understand what we are talking about. We said music is a combination of lyrics, of instruments. Instruments includes all forms of instrumentation that is used and employed in music, and voices. So, the combination of instruments and voices, all of them working together in symphony to produce one sound. That is music. Amen. Now, let us begin to look at it little by little. When we say it's a combination of three things, lyrics, voices, and instruments in symphony, let's see, when we talk about lyrics, what is the Bible talking about? Psalm 18, Psalm 30, verse 1 also. Psalm 34, verse 1, particularly from the CEV translation. And Psalm 51, verse 1. We're going to check all these scriptures. Psalm 18, verse 1. The first one. What does it say?
I will love you, O Lord, my strength.
Yes.
The Lord is my rock and my fortress.
Yes.
And my deliverer.
Yes.
My God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord.
Yes.
Who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies.
It's okay there, even though it goes all the way down. If you read what was there before, if you, in all your Bibles, there should be something there before verse 1. Huh? You will see, can you read that please?
To the chief musician.
To the chief musician, yes?
A psalm of David.
The psalm simply means lyrics. Okay? The song that David wrote. Yes?
A servant of the Lord.
The servant of the Lord.
Who spoke to the Lord the words of this song?
Who spoke unto the Lord. Now, look at it. These lyrics were written like a love letter between David, or from David to who now? To God. So when David is singing this song, he has no interest in you that you are listening, because he actually is not singing to you. Who was he writing this song to? Huh? Today, all the worldly P-Square and the rest of them, they sing about women's bum bum, they sing about breast and all of those things that they sing about. Every song written by somebody to somebody else, or to address a particular issue, it's either you're writing this song to a person, or about a person, okay, or about a thing. If a songwriter, can I tell you, because you're not the first person who will be a songwriter, where the church has been reduced to is because people have no understanding. They have gifts, and they automatically think that gift equals a call. Amen. Songwriters who live before our time, they write particularly to whom? To God. To praise and worship.
Who spoke to the Lord the words?
Spoke unto the Lord
the words of this
song. The words of this song.
On the day that the
see that now. Every one of the components of every song is what? Words or lyrics. Abi? What makes it a song? It's not just because it's merely lyrics. You can't really say it's a song. If it's a song, there should be a sound. Is it not so? If it's a song, it should be music. Is it not so? But this man spoke unto the Lord the words of this song. He was the one that wrote these things down. On what account did he write it? Yes?
On the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies.
It was on the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all of his enemies.
And from the hand of Saul.
And from the hand of Saul.
And
yes?
He said.
And he said. So let us read those verses 1 to 3. So that we understand the context or the spirit behind the song.
I will yes? love you, O Lord.
I will love you, O Lord.
My strength.
My strength.
The Lord is my rock.
The Lord.
And my fortress.
And my fortress.
And my deliverer.
Deliverer.
My God.
He is my God.
My strength.
My strength.
In whom I will trust.
In whom I will trust.
My shield.
My shield.
And the horn of my salvation.
And the horn of my salvation.
My stronghold.
My high tower.
I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be praised.
Who is worthy to be praised.
So shall I be saved from my enemies.
So saved from my enemies. I don't know if you know before now, but at least we are seeing it now. All scripture is actually a song. Amen. So you can remember songs like I will call upon the Lord, will call upon the is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. That is from verse 3 of this same psalm. Amen. The Lord is my the Lord is my strength and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? It's from a verse of the Bible. Song written thousands of years ago by another psalmist. Today, lyrics are just gotten from anywhere. People sing all manner of nonsense. Once it is danceable, once it can entertain people, church for song. And it is sad because many ministers who should know better keep encouraging all these things. Once you can sing anything, you're a musician. No, it is not so. The difference between godly music and worldly music is this. The inspirer is whom? God. And the object that we focus upon is the person of God himself. There's no how when you're writing, when you're singing a song that came from an experience with God, that other people who hear it will not be seeking to have experiences with God. There's no how. But when there's no experience, when all you want to do is just show that you have skills, maybe the way your voice sounds, okay, or your use of instrumentation and all that, you won't bless anybody. The best you can do is entertain. And you see all the worldly musicians are doing that. And they are doing that already, and I think they are doing it very well. Amen. Who spoke unto the Lord the words of the song. I'm beginning to pray for you if you're a songwriter here, that your music will begin to come from your experience in working with God. To no longer just be about be looking for content. As if there's no content. The second scripture is what? I'm sorry? Psalm 30. Psalm 30, verse 1. Please let's go to Psalm 30 so that we can see what is there in verse 1. Yes.
I will extol you.
But please, can you read what is before it? Then read verse 1.
A psalm.
A psalm.
A song at the dedication of the house.
A psalm
of
and
David.
A song. At the dedication of the house
of David. Of David.
Can you see that now? So, David he wrote songs at different periods in his time and his walk with God. I love this song. I don't know who wrote it. It's quite an old song. Lord, you seem so far away. I know. I'm saying I don't know the writer. I don't know whether he wrote it himself. Okay? It feels today. I don't know whether he wrote it, is what I'm saying. I haven't lost my faith. I must confess right now, it's hard for me to pray. Well, I don't know what to say. I don't know where to start. But as you give the grace, with all that in my heart, I will sing. If you watch the video, he was crying. He was crying. You won't understand. Okay? Song must have been written at a point in it when everything seemed impossible, but somehow God showed up. Sorry? Oh, that's what happened. I didn't even know. He kept singing on and on, and every time I have sung that song in my own life, God has been there to comfort me and strengthen me. What is the point of singing just one album? Bury you. Amen. Did you hear me? Do you think that the purpose of God for your life is that after you've sang a track or an album, we should dig your grave and bury you? If songs that are being that have been written over 2,000 years ago, if you carry power when they are sung today, how come if and when you are still alive, just after one hour went around the whole world, we'll bury you? Could it not be that something is wrong in our understanding of music? Could that not be what the matter is? Could it not be that this commercialization of gospel music has rendered us ineffective? How come there are no powerful songs anymore? How come they are just entertaining songs? See no manner of things in church when praise session is going on, you know, and all of a sudden when a song is injected in, the people will shout and they will redouble their efforts at dancing. You will think that it is a holy song. No, that's not the reason, though. You know the reason? It's a song you like. Just like when we were in the world and we are in a party dancing, and the DJ is mixing, and by the time this one singing is almost done, he puts one very popular one. What do? In the same way we shout, the way they shout now in church. We redouble our effort to start dancing. If you're a member of the choir here, may the Lord forgive you in Jesus' name. For pandering to the whims of godless people just to entertain them on Sunday. No, you are minister of God. What are you? That you don't know doesn't make you less, and it doesn't mean that your judgment will be less. You are a minister of God, you are not an entertainer. If they want to be entertained, let them go to Tafua Balewa School. I think it's towards the end of the year now. You know, man of show. Abi? Go there and dance. Say no, let's keep them in the church. No, the moment you begin to keep them in the church and do all those nonsense, God will walk out from your gathering. You can be safe. You can be doing all your noise making, but God will not be there. God, whom I serve, He won't be there. Because we are not the first people who will sing songs. You understand? We are not the first people who will be privileged to have voices, to be able to put things together so that we can sing. We are not the first people. There have been generations before us. And that's how it is done. And let me tell you something. Every has its own songs. Amen. Whether ancient or present. Amen. And every religion sings. Amen. So that you understand very, very well. I was speaking somewhere yesterday, or was it yesterday or 2 days ago? And I said to them, how come a willow will inspire songs in the church? Isn't a willow Togolese? Or you don't know? It's Togolese. Then we collect that kind of song. Man, doesn't mean that's beyond the lifetime of the person that sang it. I mean the Christian version. Sorry, not Christian. The church version. Any one Yoruba person sang something like that? Is it a willow they call it? Or is it another one? Thank you. Thank you. They say, you know, let's sing Calypso. Where did those things come from? Did you see David singing Calypso? That your own is to be singing Calypso. Don't you think something is wrong with you? They said, no, we must do Fuji. Gospel Fuji, gospel. Have you seen somebody like Don Moen or Michael W. Smith? Listen, those are some music people I know. Or Paul Baloche. Have you seen them singing reggae? We say, no, we are trying to. ninu ise olorun o fe jona ni creative who is the creator who is the creator I think it's God how can you be creative is it by going to look and shop for all manner of things or by staying with God the creator of all things the third scripture there Psalm 34 verse 1 CEV depending that time are you there now? Okay, please quickly because of our time I need to move on
written by David
this song is written by David
when he pretended to be crazy in front of Abimelech
when he pretended to be crazy in front of Abimelech
so that Abimelech would send him away
so that they would send him away
and David could live
and David could still remain alive
honor the Lord I will always praise the Lord
I will always praise the Lord yes
with all my heart I will praise the Lord let all who are helpless listen and be glad
amen Anyway, what I want to take out from it is the fact that when we're talking about songwriting, it always comes from, well, an experience. That's what I'm trying to take out from it. You understand? The last one, Psalm 51, verse 1.
For the music leader. A psalm by David.
When the prophet Nathan came to him after David had been with Bathsheba. After David had fallen into sin with Bathsheba. Can you see that now? Every song had a story behind it. How come we are not original? How come we have no story? How come our song is just, our songs, they are fictitious. You understand what I mean by that? It's like fiction. About the mercy of God. Then you are more interested. You understand? The sense of what happened to you. Say, my God is merciful. My God is merciful. That's how worldly people write songs. They have no experience of anything. Amen. Music is a combination of lyrics, instruments, and voices. Let's look at the instruments. Psalm 81, verse 1 to 3. Second Chronicles 29, verse 25 to 1 Chronicles 25, verse 1 to 7. Psalm 81, verse 1 to verse 3. 2 Chronicles 29, verse 25 to 30. 1 Chronicles 25, verse 1 to verse 7. We are reading 2 out of these 3, okay, because of our time. When you get home, you can read the remaining one yourself. Psalm 81 from the King James or New King James. Psalm 81, 1 to 3.
An appeal for Israel's repentance.
Yeah.
To the chief musician.
Yes.
On an instrument of Gath. A psalm of Asaph.
Hold on. Can you see this note before the verses of the song started? This song is sent to the chief musician. Abby, can you read now?
Sing aloud to God.
No.
To the chief musician.
Yes.
On an instrument of Gath.
I don't know what Gath's instrument is. But in their own time, there was an instrument called that. Okay? And they are saying that this particular song, how do we sing it? What do we use to sing it? Is this particular instrument? I'm shocked that the Holy Spirit, when He gives songs, sometimes specify also specific instruments that must go with it. There's this song, when it's all been said and done by Don Juan. I don't know, was that the violin at the beginning? That mournful, oh my God. La 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 la. Yeah. When it's all been said and done, there was this mournful tune. I think it was a violin. Huh? Was it a violin? I'm sorry? It's a wood, okay, woodwind, I mean like a flute or something. Oh my God. It's Scottish. Thank you. That's the song. You see, you are sober already before you listen to anything. Because the lyrics of the song is sober. Can you not have to listen? Be back. You know something is wrong. See how much it took time. Let it keep playing in the background. No, don't lower the sound. Just let it play. Okay? Because it will help about.
When it's all been said.
Look at even the tone of voice and all that. See, I'm not a choir person. No. I'm just a servant of God. Just because we are asked of God to do this. Look at the wordings. Look at the introduction to the music. You would think, even those of you that don't like the thing, I don't like going to this, that will be sober. Then let's praise the Lord. We're in the sanctuary, not mortuary. No. So when it's all said and done, only one thing will matter. All my treasures will mean nothing. Only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test of time. This is music. It's a music. It is that sound again. They are so deliberate, particular song. That sound again. All through, he kept coming. Whenever he keeps quiet, it will come again. That sound will come again. The use of instruments. So are you an instrumentalist here? Your own is requesting Indomie during church service. That's your own. I hear that you have advanced now. I hear that it's worldly song that you play now during church service. That's an instrumentalist like you. Holy and separated to God. Now, he has played this tune and he has hung his instrument. Is it not so? But because it's recorded, how long will it keep playing? Forever, as long as that song remains. Read now.
Sing aloud, O God. Sing aloud to God our
Sing
strength.
Sing aloud to God our strength.
Make a joyful shout to the God of
Make
Jacob.
A joyful shout, yes.
To the God of Jacob.
Yes.
Raise a song and strike the timbrel.
Now look at that. Raise a song and do what? Strike the timbrel.
The pleasant harp with the lute.
Amen. Eh?
The pleasant harp with the lute.
The pleasant harp with and the lute.
Blow the trumpet.
Blow the trumpet.
At the time of the new moon.
Yes.
At the full moon.
Yes.
On the solemn feast day.
Yes.
For this is a statute for Israel.
This is a statute. It's a law for Israel. Yes.
A law of the God of Jacob.
A law of the Lord of Jacob.
This he established in Joseph as a testimony.
This God had already established as a testimony.
When he went throughout the land of Egypt.
Yes.
Where I had a language I did not understand.
Is that up to verse 3? Ah, it's okay. Just 1 to 3. So the idea is, instruments, just as the words must be holy, what must happen to the instruments now? It must be that which was appointed. Are you getting it? There are some songs, the best way to sing them is just maybe lute or cymbal or timbrel, as we see here. But of course, these are ancient. Some of these instruments survived into time, some didn't. Okay? But the concept is so that you'll understand that being an instrumentalist is not first of all that you are a... What is that word? It's like you are a... is it music? Is it gospel artist that they call it now? Uh-huh. I think an artist is an entertainer, is it not so? No. And the gospel artist, Abby. Except that you can't be an artist and a minister at the same time. You must choose one. Okay? Now, these instruments were played. But as I will later show you, in the ancient times, all these instruments were played by either priests or prophets. They were played by whom? They were not just ordinary instrumental. You know, we will be bringing dreadlock to the holy altar, you know, where we wear one earring. When he finishes playing on Sunday, by Friday night, he's at the club. I don't blame those instrumentalists. It's the pastors that hired them. One more here so that we can move on. One more verse. Scripture. Let's take 1 Chronicles 25:1-7 very quickly. Then you can read 2 Chronicles 29:25-30 on your own when you get home.
1 Chronicles 25:1-7.
Yes.
Moreover, David and the captains of the army separated for the service some of the sons of Asaph.
Yes.
Of Eman.
Yes.
And of Jeduthun.
Yes.
Who should prophesy with harps.
Hold on. Have you opened your Bible? What are these people supposed to be doing? These people that were appointed. They were to prophesy with what? What a harp. Huh? It's a stringed musical instrument, Abby. Something like, I know it's not a guitar, but let's just assume something like that now in our own time. Although I think harps survived, Abby. There are harps now. I think some of them look like U-shape, but it's not just always U. There are other types of harps. Now, when this man is speaking this harp, or this man, what are they expected to be doing? Read Bible. So that your own will not be that you are playing when people that you are going to be judged by the same standard we are prophesying, you are playing. I know it's both start from P, but they are not the same. Who should do what?
Should prophesy.
Who
with
should
harps.
Prophesy with what?
With harps.
Yes.
Stringed instruments.
So not just harp alone. It's not just that when the harper is prophesying, the guitarist is playing. What is the guitarist doing? He's equally prophesying.
Yes. And cymbals.
Oh, what's a cymbal? You know, our equivalent of cymbal now will be what? Huh? Cymbal now. Sorry? I think it's this round thing now. But it has handles. It's like a bowl. Okay? Our equivalence of it is this now. This one. Then you eat it together. You know this thing now? Is that what it's called? I don't know the name. Even the person eating it together. What is he doing? He's prophesying. You know, you would think that it's only prophets, people that read Bible to us in church, the pastors that should prophesy. No. From my own Bible, I found out that God is looking for a drummer that will be prophesying with drums. Eh? God, whom I serve, what is looking for is a guitarist who will be prophesying with what? His guitar. He's looking for an organist. That as he's pressing, is it organ, Abi? What do you call it? Is it keyboardist? I think it's the same, Abi. Huh? I know there are differences in your music, whatever. But at least they are the same family of instruments. He's looking for a guitarist that when he's pressing, it is as he's receiving from the Holy Spirit. Stop playing. Start prophesying. Amen. Stop doing what? Stop playing. Do you know what I mean? What's play? Is play a serious play? Huh? It's to play, it's to play. It's to play. I say, what is it doing? Say it's playing. That means Kunisha, Abi. There's nothing it's doing. That's why it's playing. There's no problem if a worldly person plays. You are a servant of God. Why will you be playing? When souls of people depend on what should come from you, you are playing. Imagine a driver playing with a woman in front as he's driving, and he's driving a luxurious bus. He's on the express and he's playing. Imagine a surgeon playing. In the theater, he's playing. Imagine a pilot playing in his cabin. And all that these people can affect is just normal, ordinary human life, physical life. What you will affect is people's eternal life. Not only will you kill them physically. May people not listen to your song and dance all the way to hell. May they not listen. May you not join all these crap, thoughtless people. The lyrics must be given. It must be as what the Holy Spirit gave. The instruments must not only be given, every time they must be struck. What must happen now? It must be because the Lord is inspiring you on what to do. And you are doing what to? You are prophesying. You know, we don't even know that every sound in the spirit realm means something. Amen. You know, we don't know. It's there in 1 Corinthians 14. Every sound means something. That you don't understand what it means. Doesn't mean it doesn't mean anything. Demons have been released to church because unholy people handled instruments. I'm telling you the simple truth. Because imagine that the sound that you're playing, that you don't understand where it's coming from, is emabo, boom, emabo. Emabo, in the spirit realm, that's how it's sounding. And that sound that you heard from maybe one music, is that we are going to use it, is something that a particular ancient religion used to call their gods. So as you are putting pam, and your pastor will say, yeah, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. What's happening? Since they call. When you call people, what do they do? They pick. And because in the spirit realm, everything operates by laws, okay? Since that's what is being played, even if you had in that church before, the only thing God can do is order those who are there to say, stop this sound. If that sound does not stop, they become members of your church from that day onwards. Those things. And when they come, they won't sit in the pew. No. Where would they come to? On the altar. Do you know why? Because they were gods. They were worshipped. Do you understand? And that sound is used for summoning them. You understand? So when it is beating, do you know, look, for instance, listen to, who has ever had the military drumming before? Martial music. When you listen to their music, what do you want to do? You want to fight. You think it's ordinary? No, it's not ordinary. And that's why it's called martial song. When they are beating those things, it's when they are going to war. Their head will be swelling. They are telling, oh yeah, let them come, we'll kill everybody. So, if you are playing martial music here now, if you are playing it in church now, for instance, I'm just giving, how do you start feeling? You start feeling militant or violent. Are you getting it? Every instrument says something. And it's important that you understand that. For instance, if you are listening to the national anthem of any country, what does the sound inspire? Patriotism. Boy, you know, and they will first of all start the sound before they sing anything. Bum, 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 bum. Da, 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 da. You just... Are you getting it? Every instrument should do something. Go ahead, very quickly.
And the number of the skilled men performing their service was of the sons of Asaph,
yeah.
Zachor, Joseph, Nathaniel, and Asherela. The sons of Asaph were under the direction of Asaph. who prophesied according to the order of the king of Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun, Gadliah, Zeri, Jeshiah, Shimel, Ashbiah, Mattathiah, six under the direction of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied with a harp to give thanks and to praise the Lord.
Please hold on. You know, when you read this part in the Bible, all the Azariah, Mashaniah, and all that, you'll be wondering, what's this one? What does this one mean? They were people. Members of the choir, instrumentalists. What did the Bible do now? You call them how? Huh? Did he just say, no, I know he called them, they said they prophesied. He called them, did he just lump them together? What did he do? Each person's name was called. You are here. You are the one that is scattering that choir. God knows you by name. Amen. That's what I'm trying to point to you. You are the one saying, no. Let's do a day of African praise. So we sing Juju, we sing Fuji, sing Calypso, Afro. As you are bringing that idea, what's happening now? They didn't just say the choir brought it. Just as their people's name individually, what's happening? They will say, the angels that were there, they said, we were there. It was Shola. Shola Ogunaike that said they should sing and lead them all astray. It should be recorded against you. When these things were being done, the disciples know that their names should be recorded. They didn't know. They've died now. And they are awaiting their judgment. You are the one that vocalist, when we come to voice, you are the one that fights everybody. And whenever someone that you are fighting with is the one, is the lead vocalist, what do? Your malice, you even carry it to minister. Let her sing alone, since she's the best. You know, you are expecting what to? Baba. Something is wrong with you. You alone, and you will demolish all the work of God that every other person else has prepared for that day. You have a name, and it is written against your name. That's what you did. Are there members of your choir that you have said, well, Koto Pawako, come minister. Hello. That's all. And you are in the same choir. You are the one that invited the devil, and you are the one that will send him out in Jesus' name. For there's no how that choir will be holy as long as those things are there. Because symphony will not be achieved. Symphony is simply unity in music. Okay? That's what it simply means. Okay? Symphony won't be achieved. So you will not be one in the spirit. And until you're one, God won't come down. Amen. Read on.
Of Heman.
Yes.
The sons of Heman. Bukiah.
Yes.
Nathaniah. Uzrael. Shebal, Jerimoth, Ananiah, Anani, Elita, Gidali, Romanti, Eza.
Read the names so that we can remember. God records people's. Go ahead.
Joshbekash.
Yes.
Malothi, Otia, and Mahaziot. All these were the sons of Heman, the king's seer, in the words of God, to exalt his horn.
The king's what?
Seer.
A seer is a prophet. This prophet Jeduthun. If you read from verse 1, three people were appointed. Abi, look at verse 1 again. Can somebody else read very quickly verse 1? What did he say? Moreover, yes. They separated from the service some of the sons of Asaph, of Heman, and of Jeduthun. So, three men. Now, you see, under the direction of all those musicians were under the direction of these three men. Jeduthun was one of them. Jeduthun was a choir director, and he was a prophet. That's where I'm going. Amen. How come our own choir director is not even a man of God, not to talk about being a prophet? Amen. Am I saying something? He's not even a man of God. The Holy Spirit is saying, as you say that, even his salvation is questionable. Not to talk about man of God. You know, there's man of God, there's prophets. Have you? Prophets should be higher than. He's a man of God. He's a pastor. Have you? Prophet. Our own is salvation. Choir director salvation is questionable. He likes P-square. So what will happen to the choir? Do you have a choice? He will tell you, no, you see, there are some things that we need to do to English word, to develop ourselves. Okay. Let's not just be ignorant. I want you to listen to this. I played music the other time. What will you play now? It's just a tune, just the tune. Then suddenly P Square will be playing in the church. In choir meeting. So that's okay. That I was at a retreat once, and somebody came to perform on the stage. That's the word. Came to perform. Wasn't minister. Or wasn't to minister. Was a retreat. And she has transformed the woman that sang in Titanic. Was that French woman. Celine Dion's song. That very popular idol worship song. You are my everything. You know, it's only God who should sing to like that. And she had transformed it into a Christian song. So when she began, I was like, what is this? Before you know it, the girl started singing Celine Dion. So I stood up and walked out. I carried on my Bible. I walked. I don't stay in such a gathering. Amen. Choir director, prophet. Imagine that kind of church. Do you know that when you become correct, ministers of the world don't have a choice? They will go your way. They don't have a choice. If they go against what you've laid down, it will be clear that they are spoiling the work of God. It will be very clear. Bring me a minstrel, and as the minstrel played, the hand of God came upon Elisha and he began to prophesy. Amen. Since the pastor also knows that you're a co-culprit. And Efalalujo, no, the same type of thing that you hear in the Obey, the Sonny Ade, all of those worldly people. That's what you'll be hearing your choir people singing. Omatoma introduced by Tansi Church, isn't it? Wani. You see, I'm an old school person, so I don't know. Mama Joba Tano Church. I'm a Basso, I know about Batabatis. These things are played only for idol worship. Do you dance to Bata? Do you play Bata and not dance the dance of Bata? You can't. If not, you are not getting it. Some man of people say, vacancy, come. There's vacancy here. If they start rushing to the church, they have a new home. Jeduthun was a choir director. But what was he? He was a seer. A seer. So when he begins to... God would have shown him what he would play because of what he wants to do in the lives of people. We have held meetings before. Retreats. It's during praise and it's during worship sessions, Abby. People will just be picking corner to sit down and be crying before God. No message yet, though. Just music. Worshipping God, concentrating on God. Yes?
All these were under the direction of your father.
Yes.
Who, for the music in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
With cymbals, stringed instruments,
and harps,
for the service of the house of God.
For the service of the house of God.
Asaph,
Jeduthun,
and Heman were under the authority of the king.
They were directly under the authority of the king.
So the number of them, with their brethren,
yes,
who were instructed in the songs of the Lord.
So the number of them and their brethren who were instructed in the songs of the Lord.
All who were skillful.
Now, they were not taught as we are teaching you now. They were skillful.
Was, yes? 288.
What was the size of that choir? Skilled men of God. I want you to imagine it. Imagine that the people that sit here. Who are the people that sit here? Huh? In most churches, who sit here? It didn't occur to you. That means that they are at the same level. I mean, as ministers. Huh? It's just that one ministers in word, the other ministers in song. That is the foundation. That's what we just read in scripture. That's the way it had always been. Now imagine when the person sitting here is not a minister. Neither, because you don't see yourself as a minister. You know you don't see yourself as a minister. You're a gospel artist. No, you are a minister of God. Whether you know it or you don't know it, doesn't make it less than that. Neither will you be judged less than a minister. Do you understand it now? You won't be judged less than a minister. And that's why it's good that you understand it and you behave yourself appropriately. Now, imagine if the kind of power that used to be here, that's the kind of power that is there. What do you... Huh? I think things will change. Is it not so? I think lives will change. Voices. We'll read just one scripture because I need to move on. Okay? Because of our time. Voices. Ephesians 5:19-20. We'll read that. Psalm 68, verse 24-25. We are reading just Ephesians 5:19-20. Very quickly.
Speaking to one another in psalms. And hymns.
And spiritual songs.
Singing and making melody in your heart. To the Lord.
Giving thanks always.
For all things to God.
God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If songs are written, as we have talked about lyrics, and instruments are played, what is written needs voice. Is it not so? Huh? The instrument that is playing needs voice. If not, it's not complete. Amen. The voice that God will hear must not be the voice of an enemy. It must not be what? Amen. The voice that God will hear, it must not be what? Some of us, our ministry of songs is so special that we don't sing to God anywhere less than a stage. Amen. And is that correct? No. Do you remember that David used to play his harp in the bush where nobody is? Who was he constantly singing to? God. He would say, early in the morning will you hear my voice. Jesus praying in John chapter 11. He said, Father, I thank you because you always hear me. Now, not only must God not hear the voice of an enemy that will accompany the instrument and with the lyrics. If you're not an enemy, you shouldn't be a stranger. Either. Amen. I mean, a stranger is not an enemy. You understand? It's just like a stranger is somebody that you don't know. So imagine somebody calling you on the phone and telling you, I just love you very much. It's a voice you don't know. You have never heard that voice before. What will you say first of all? This. How did you get this phone number? Should you be singing and that's what God is saying? See, that your voice is sweet and people know you and they like your style of music, it doesn't mean God is hearing. You are getting it. one evil that I'm trusting that God will help us change in church is the way you switch from worship to praise. It's ungodly. Amen. Really? Even in music, that's a crime. You don't understand. Even in music, eh? Because there's a disorder suddenly. Before you shout out, oh God, reorganize again, join the wireless container. You're already going on with slow music, which is worship. Abi? Even if at all now you are going to a song that will be fast, I expect there will be a breach. I'm not a music person, but that's what I think there should be. I'm not a musician, but I'm a spiritual person and I understand music. There should be a bridge. So a song like "Everybody Testifies You Are Good" that can now pick up pace after a while would be a perfect type of bridge. I know there are other songs like that. If me, who is not into music, I know it. You should be able to know it. Not just "Amen." Give me one very fast song. Why we are not machines? No. There has to be a bridge. There has to be a flow. When it's time to ask questions, I'm sure you'll ask questions on that. Everything must be in symphony. Everything must be in what? Church music or gospel music or spiritual songs or spiritual music is not the type of thing that you do that somebody comes to show skill. You understand? Or to show that you're prominent amongst every other person else. That thing again that was borrowed from the world. What must be achieved is symphony. What must be achieved? Nobody must sing but Jesus. Nobody must but the Lord. Even you that you are out there in front. Eh? Don't be thinking that these are my boys. Because they are not in front. The reason why you are in front is that everybody can be in front. What must be achieved is symphony. Why is that important? Second Chronicles chapter 5 verse 13 to 14 and First Chronicles 15 verse 16. Why is that important?
First Chronicles chapter 5 verse 13.
Verse 15 to 16. Chapter 15 verse 16. Then Second Chronicles chapter 5 verse 13 to 14. Which one are you reading? This Second Chronicles?
Second Chronicles chapter 15 verse
16. Yes, verse 13 to 14 now.
And whoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel was to be put to death.
What are you reading? You are reading Ezra.
Second Chronicles chapter 15.
Second Chronicles. Did I say 15? I said 5. I'm sorry? Okay, I'm sorry. That I was saying verse. Second Chronicles 5. 13 and 14.
Indeed, it came to pass.
Yes.
When the trumpeters and singers were as one. To make one sound to be heard in prison.
One sound. How many sounds?
One sound. In praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice. With the trumpets. And cymbals. And instruments of music.
And all the instruments of music.
And praised the Lord.
And all everything was praising the Lord together as one.
Saying. For he is good. And his mercy endures forever.
What was it that the singers were saying? He is good. And his mercy endures forever. The person on the organ or the instrumentalist, whether it is flute or it's a trumpet, what are they saying? He is good and his mercies endured forever. And everything was in symphony. Everything was in agreement. What happened?
That the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud.
That all of a sudden, the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud.
So that the priest could not continue ministering.
See, if you have ministered properly, you should not be able to finish your songs. you won't be able to finish. Why? Yes?
Because of the
cloud.
For the glory of the Lord, fill the house
for
of
the
God.
Glory of the Lord, the house of the Lord. So you shouldn't be able to continue. You yourself, by God coming, it must grip you so much that you are no longer in control. Nobody is in control. But whom? The Spirit of God. That is music. That's what must be achieved every Sunday. That's what must be achieved every time you sing. That is what must be achieved if you are ever thinking of waxing an album. Amen? If not, it's a waste of time. Because it's not up to what has been done before. And the path of a just as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter to the perfect day. So when you don't even meet up or measure up to what has been done, what's the point? If it is true music, if it's genuine music, one symphony is achieved, God will come, for God dwells in the praise of His people. Are you following? That is godly music. That is how it's supposed to be. That is what's supposed to be done. You are supposed to be ministering. When you reach symphony and God comes down, people who had sicknesses in their bodies get healed without anybody touching them. Huh? God begins to speak. The pastor has not preached. But what has been happening? Because you were prophesying. Are you getting it now? With your own instrument. The pastor's instrument of prophecy, the Bible. Abby? But the music minister's instrument is music. Because you were prophesying, God should have been finishing. When the pastor comes, if the Spirit, it will only continue from where you have stopped. He won't go and start from beginning. No. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. And may you become a minister of God. They said, there's one boy. If he plays harp for you, you see this depression that is worrying you, this evil spirit will flee. And when David strikes the strings of his harp. Yeah, he has come. Why? Because he's a prophesied. David was a prophet, a priest, and a king. Yet, he was not from the tribe of Levi. He was a type of Christ. He was a prophet, he was a priest, and he was a king. And he had been priest and prophet. So, sorry, he was first of all a prophet, then a priest. And then a king. Amen. What kind of authority will you have to speak to evil spirit without speaking? And they will hear you. What kind of authority is that? And of course, when they went to carry the Ark of the Covenant, remember he won effort that only priests were. God didn't strike him dead. Why? Because he was a priest. Why? Because in prophecy, the Lord was going to come from Judah. What was the tribe of David? Because Jesus was going to come from the tribe of Judah. He foreshadowed him as a proper prophet, prophet should be. And he was a king because Jesus was going to be called the son of David and the rightful heir and ruler of Israel. Pray in the name of Jesus that you will enter the fullness of your office in Jesus' name. So that you can become all that you are meant to be. In the name of Jesus Christ. You're done reading? Huh? Okay, very quickly. 15:16, 1 Chronicles, very quickly now.
Then David spoke to the leaders of the Levites.
Yes.
To appoint their brethren to be singers accompanied by instruments of music, stringed instruments, harps, and cymbals, by raising the voice with resounding joy.
Can you see that now? They appoint that all of these things must be done how? Together. Please. If you want to be a star, go back to the world. You know, there are stars. Every other person is back up. Is it not so? In the kingdom of God, back up is as important as front up. Okay? So that is clear to you. So that all these things of no man pay every time, it will end. And it will stop. When music is done this way, worship is what is evoked. You understand? What you come out of it is worship. Now, listen, whether it is godly music or worldly music, what will come out of it? It has to be clear to you. So when you see those worldly musicians sing about violence, about sex, about pride, people will listen to them. What would they begin to worship? Violence, sex, pride. It's simple. So when you see the person singing wearing gate chain and he has padlock on his neck, you too start picking chain to wear. When you see them sagging their trousers, even when you are wearing pencil trousers, you will sag it. Then to look at your bum bum, you have a poop in your bum bum. You know, and then it will work like that. If you see them wearing a ring, you wear a ring like them. Why? Because you are so much in. Amen. Some of you know me before now, and every time I say this, people are always shocked that I was formerly a rapper. Who like? No, that's just not possible. Can you believe that? But I was. Music evokes worship. Myself and my friends who were doing East Coast, West Coast. So I know what I was talking about. It evokes worship. When people want to fornicate, and the boy has come to the girl's house, the girl has come to the boy's house, he uses just two things, music and light. He's not playing some very slow music, then he will dim the light. After a while, she will just be ready. So it evokes whatever inspired song. Not only goes with the song, it is manifested when the song is being played. You understand? So if it is a spirit of violence, that's what happens. If it's a spirit of immorality, that's what happens. So you know all those unholy songs of, you know, those kind of things that those R&B or what do they call them? What they say? That they'll be describing sex. That's what's going to happen. Because that is what is being worshipped. The primary way of showing worship is that people fall down. Is it not so? Like maybe you fall down to, or you bow. So whatever influence people bow to, when that song is being played, that's what's being worshipped. That's what I'm trying to say. Do you get the idea now? Entertainment is a, just like drunkenness is a god. You know the wine, Bacchus. Bacchus is actually a drunk god in Greek and Roman mythology. That god is used to be drunk. So when they want to worship him, what do they do? As they are getting drunk, say, I worship him back. That kind of thing. So whatever that's been manifested, when those songs are played, that is what is being worshipped. It's only when you see God and you want to change and you are promising God things that you didn't before you came to the service. That's when the music is worshipping who? God. And that's who actually inspired the music. But the kind of song that as people are singing it, your old dancing steps on disco floors and clubs, that's why you are still dancing now and say you are praising the Lord. It's not God that inspired that kind of song. Amen. For everything about God is orderly, decent, amen. To be taking a worldly dancing steps, to be praising God, I'm sure you know that's not proper. You need to even unlearn that dancing step if you say you are serious as a Christian. It evokes worship. 2 Chronicles 5, verse 13 to 14. I think I've read it. Have you? To worship the Lord. It's there in that passage. By focusing on a deity. Now, I want us to... Music being played and an idol is focused on. The music being played and God Almighty is focused on. Okay? Daniel chapter 3, verse 4 to 5. Then verse 7. Daniel 3, 4 to 5. Then verse 7. Then 2 Chronicles 29, 25 to 30. We need to read them now. Daniel 3, 4, 3, then verse 4 to verse 5, and verse 7. Then 2 Chronicles 29, 25 to 30. Yes. The first one, yes. Daniel 3 from 4 to 5, then verse 7. Yes.
Then an herald cried aloud.
Yes.
To you it is commanded.
To you it is commanded, O peoples.
Nations.
And languages.
That at what time.
Yes.
Ye hear the sound of the cornet.
The moment you hear these instruments being played.
Flute.
Cornet, flute.
Harp.
Harps.
Sackbut. Psalm trees. Dulcimers. And all kinds of music. You fall down and worship.
You must fall down and worship.
That Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up.
You must worship the image that Nebuchadnezzar set up. Is that verse 5? Huh? Then verse 7 now, quickly.
Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet,
yes,
the flute,
yes,
harp,
yes,
sackbut,
yes,
psalm tree, yes, and all kinds of music,
yes,
all the people, the nations, yes, and the languages,
yes,
fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up.
Amen. Can I tell you something? No human being is immune to music. Amen. I said, no human being is what? Immune to music. No. Music has a way of crawling up under your skin. Even when you're telling yourself, no, I won't. Hasn't it happened to you before that you don't want to sing some songs? Then after a while, you've heard the songs, you've left the place off. Then it's like they just play a replay inside you. You're like, I don't like this song. Well, you are singing it. Everybody bows to something. Now you see, all the nations of the world, they are being commanded to bow. Why can't they just come before the idol and bow? Why must you play music? Did it occur to you? Because music has an influence. You understand? It has an influence. 2 Chronicles 29, 25 to 30. Yes? Go ahead. And he sent the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, with psalteries,
and harps. According to the commandment of David. And of the God of Seir.
Prophet Gad, the Seer.
The king. And Nathan the prophet. For so was the commandment of the Lord.
Look at that. David the king, Gad the Seer, Nathan, the prophet, all of them giving this command based on the commandment of God. Yes? By his prophet. And these Levites, they stood with the instruments of David.
With the trumpets.
With the trumpets.
And Hezekiah. Commanded to offer the burnt offering upon the altar.
Commanded that the burnt offering be offered.
And when the burnt offering began...
And this is offering now, offering time. Offering time, the blessing time. This is offering. See what happened during offering.
The song of the Lord began also with the trumpet.
The song of who? The song of the Lord began with the trumpets. Yes?
And with the instrument ordained by David, the king of Israel.
All the music, a musical instrument ordained by King David, the prophet.
And all the congregation worshipped.
Everybody was worshipping God.
And the singers sang.
And the singers were singing.
And the trumpet sounded.
And the trumpet sounded.
And all this continued until the burnt offering was finished.
All of this continued though until the burnt offering was finished. Yes.
And when they had made an end of the offering,
and after offering has been collected,
the king and all were present with him bowed themselves and worshipped.
And all that were present bowed themselves and worshipped. Is it not the same thing with that other one, except that the object of worship is what's different? Is that all? 30 now.
Moreover, Hezekiah the king and the princess commanded the Levites to sing praise unto David with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. And they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshipped.
Amen. Music evokes worship. It could be worship of God, or worship of other things. So those of you that have all manner of songs that does not glorify God on your phones, I hope you know you are worshipping something. Apart from God. There's a passage in the Bible that says, they fear the Lord. But no, they served, but they still feared their gods or their idols. There can be nothing like, you know, I'm a Christian with understanding, and you know, we're just learning the tune from them. No. There are websites online that you can learn whatever musical tune you want to learn. Huh? You don't know the people that even what they look like, they look crazy. You don't know that they represent something. Every musician has what he worships. And flaunt what particularly those musicians, and they don't. They all don't serve the same idols. They serve different idols. Amen. So music focuses on a deity. It produces a change in emotions. 1 Samuel 16:14-17, then 23 talks about that. Of course, that talks simply about David playing. Okay. And the spirit troubling Saul, leaving him alone, okay? So we'll take time to read that. And music also brings about dominion in an atmosphere. Because of our time, that also I won't explain, but we'll give all the scriptures for it. But dominion in an atmosphere simply talks about nothing else will be in charge. It dominates the entire atmosphere, and it changes the perception of people. It changes everything about people who are in that environment. You understand? That's what godly music does. That's what unholy music also does. So it depends on whom or what you want to worship. Before we pray, let's write down these scriptures. Then we'll pray. Then you ask your questions and we can go on break. 2 Chronicles 5. This is about dominion in an atmosphere now. 2 Chronicles 5. 14. In fact, then, 2 Chronicles 6, 1 to the end, like, it follows. But we'll read just this last one now. 2 Chronicles 7, 1 to 3. That's the only one that we'll read. But what produced, what happened in 2 Chronicles 7, 1 to 3 is based upon what had happened in 2 Chronicles 5, 13 to 14, 2 Chronicles all through chapter 6, this was after they worshipped God, the king came and prayed, and after he prayed, this was what happened in chapter 7. So we'll read 2 Chronicles 7, 1 to 3. Yeah. 2 Chronicles 7, 1 to 3.
When Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven.
When King Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven
and consumed the burnt offering.
And consumed the offering.
And the sacrifices.
And the sacrifices.
And the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
And the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
And the priests could not enter the house of the
Lord.
And
the priests could not enter the house of the Lord.
Because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house.
Because the glory of the Lord has filled the Lord's house during even offering time. You know, I was talking about it earlier. You know, the way we sing in church has become so such a routine that nothing happens during praise and worship. God does not even show us any sign he collected any money. Amen. there's no sign. Because even we said the way we sing, everybody testify, you are good. That good Jehovah, you are good. Hey, you are good. We do those things. Even during praise and worship, things happen. Sorry, even during offering time, that songs accompany, things happen. These are biblical records. These are things that have happened before in the Bible. If they are not happening in our time, it may be that we are doing things in a biblical way.
When all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down.
When they saw how fire came down.
And the glory of the Lord on the temple.
And how God's glory had filled the temple.
They bowed their faces to the ground.
Everybody fell down to worship.
On the pavement.
Your work as a music minister is to take people by hand to God's presence and lead them to bow down to worship. And you see, your present methods will not do it. Should I tell you those methods? Your dancing steps, you know, the way you dance and show them, your voice, your skill with your instruments. No. Those things are good. Secondary. Because Moses also, David also danced in the Bible. Okay? So they are secondary. That's the problem. Why are they secondary? The primary thing that a music minister should have that will qualify people who is bringing to God to be able to do like him, he doesn't have it. You don't bow when you are singing. And you see, what I'm talking about is not, I worship you. That's not what I'm talking about, so that you understand me. I'm not saying you should be bending down. To be bending down, to be bowing are not the same thing. There's a way you sing, I worship you. And what are you doing in your heart? You are actually worshiping. Most of the time, because you play, you understand, you are not prophesying. Your mind is not even there. You are just saying things that you don't mean. Even when you cry because the song is slow, it's not because anything is happening to you. Maybe you're actually crying. I wish I'm real. Okay? What then is that thing I must have? You must be a worshiper. It's only a worshiper that can lead others to worship. You must answer your name. What you were called of God to do and become, you must be it. You mustn't be somebody who sings to God only on a podium. Are you getting it? David was not like that. David was singing to God when he had no audience. And David had no plan to have any audience. Honestly, he never had any plan. But when God had him and said, Kai, God will tell all the choirs in heaven, keep quiet, let me listen to my son. As he plays there in the wilderness, as he just seen the beauty of nature, he's worshiping God and just composing songs, he never missed. So people went to kingship to come and look into his family. They didn't remember him. Why? Where was he? In the desert or wilderness. Singing again as he's there with the sheep. That's where he was. How will his sheep be sick? Don't forget that music does what? It brings about dominion in an atmosphere. How could a 17-year-old boy fend off a lion, drag away a bear? Music ministers have a unique opportunity to be very close to God. When you're not, you have denied your ministry. And your ministry becomes ineffective and inoperational. It cannot produce anything because you can't give what you don't have. When you minister either in praise or in worship or even songs that God gave to you, there must be a hook in your song, amen, that drags people to come and bow before God. But it must be because God has already captured you. Amen. As we stand up to pray, I want you to tell God, Lord, work a change in me. Work what? I don't want to be an entertainer. I want to be a minister. I want to stop playing. I want to start prophesying. Let us stand up to pray. In the name of Jesus. Please talk to God. Our destinies depend on these prayers. Whether we become useful in the hand of God from now onwards depends upon the things you pray about now. Lord, let there be a transformation in my life. Let me stop being an entertainer. Turn me into a minister. Let me pray. I want to begin to prophesy as I'm on my instrument, as songs. Let me write from a life that has experienced God. Let me write songs from experiencing God. Let me stop looking for fictitious contents. Transform me, Lord. Bring about a change in my life. Transform me. Bring about a change in my life. When you are calling men, don't overlook my life. We're in a season where battens will be changing hands. Old people who were holding forth for God in the ministry, they are going away now. And there's a need for ministers, servants of God, to come upon the stage. What will you do? What will you do? Will you join the likes of rejected men? People, nothing for singing's sake? Or will God find an instrument that he can use? I want you to tell him, Lord, I want to be real. I cannot give what I don't have. I'm supposed to be a minister of God in songs. Help me to worship you without an audience. Let that be my lifestyle. Let my worship be true. I don't want anointing to come upon me because there's an audience to see me. I want to praise and worship you. When nobody is there and when nobody can hear. So that when I praise and worship you, when people are there, they can experience God as I experience him. Deliver me in the name of Jesus. Deliver me in the name of Jesus Christ. Make me yours. Make me yours. Let my life matter. Let my life count in the purpose of God for his church. At this day and age, when men are looking for leadership, looking for who will lead them to God, don't pass me by. Don't pass me by, Father. Begin a walk in my life today that will set me on this path for good. Give me a unique understanding of God so that I can sing new songs to you. So I can sing new songs to you. So I can sing from revelation, not from competition. So I can sing from revelation. So I can sing from that which has been revealed to me. Help me, Lord Jesus. Hold me by the hand from you. Draw me close to yourself. I want my life to matter in the purposes and plans of God. I want my life to matter. Maje wala lairio. Maje wala lairio. Jesus was born. Name of Jesus. Song ministers, I want you to raise your hands to heaven. Lord, in the course of these 2 days, count us worthy in Jesus' name. In the plans and purpose of heaven, let us not be missing in Jesus' name. Let us not exist and you'll be looking for others that will fulfill the reason why we are born. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the course of these 2 days, change us. Set us right. Make us your own. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, precious. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Let's be seated. God bless you. If you have questions, we'll take them now. If in the course of the teaching, several things were said that you would want us to explain further, to expatiate upon, we will take details now before we go on break.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you were teaching, I had issue with the...
Okay.
You talked about the butter. So, I was wondering, does it mean that those... men of old that used the cymbals, the psaltery, does it mean that others did not also use these instruments to worship?
Okay. Let me start from your last statement. You said, if that is what the Spirit leads us to use. Eh? The Holy Spirit can't be wrong. Can it be wrong? So whatever He asks us to do will not be wrong. Is it not so? But who leads us to introduce all those things into the church? That's the question. You understand? And that men use harps and psalteries to praise other idols and blah, 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 blah. And what if we are now using it now and all of that? The key thing is what you have ended with is the Holy Spirit even allowing it. And we can't begin to say, yes, after all, when I started using it, God didn't say anything about it until there's a walk with God. You understand? A walk with God outside of the pulpit, outside of the church. You understand? Where there's a relationship, you and God alone. Where you begin to become zealous for His glory. Where that which pleases God is what you're seeking. You and I know that, I just used that as an isolated example, okay? There are several things that we've introduced into church music that God did not command anybody. I don't know, but there was a time I heard that there was a Christian singing competition. Oh, they are still doing it. I heard about that kind of thing at a particular time. Now, who began that kind of thing? That's the question. The church, it was worldly people. Somehow, the Spirit that leads us is not the Spirit of God. even though the Bible says now you have received not of the world, but the spirit that is from God. Will, it is the spirit of the world that constantly dictates what happens in the church. And that's the problem. The Holy Spirit says, I have no problem if he's the one who said so. Because I know he's perfect, he can't make any mistakes. You understand? But the problem constantly is, who ordered that this thing be done? Is it flesh? Is it self-ingenuity? Because you want to be creative? Did God command it? If he didn't, and you're doing it, it's already a very, very serious problem. Thank you. Good question. Yes, he has a question. Good morning, sir.
I want to know where the place of moral music.
Moral.
Yes, comes in. Because I have a perspective that there are people that should still do music that will edify men. Okay. That would not make the community at least look populated with the worldly music. So where does that come in? And is it permitted to do those moral music in the church?
A round of applause. A very, very strong question. Morality should of necessity be part of human culture. Is it not so? Because now, cultural morality, I hope you know, is not the same thing as biblical morality. For instance, among Yoruba people, I don't know whether it has spread to other tribes. When a girl has been impregnated before she marries, what must we do now? What must happen now? She's not married, she's pregnant. What must happen before coming out? There must be introduction, there must be... It's morally acceptable, even though we know it is wrong. Can you see that now? And that's what I'm saying, that cultural morality doesn't necessarily equal to biblical morality. You understand? Will it be good to sing songs like Omoto Moyare Lojo? Abi? Because that's, among the Bible, that's a moral song. There's nothing wrong with singing morals, because a part of the way in which culture is transmitted from generation to generation is music. You understand? There's nothing wrong with singing songs about hard work and all of those kind of things. Okay? I have no problem with that. Okay? But like we are saying, music primarily is to worship God. Really. And there are secondary uses of music. You can even store history through music. You understand? Folklores, folk tales, all of them have songs. Tortoise are their songs. You understand? So there's really nothing wrong with that. Now, singing moral songs in church, that is a question. You understand? Since morality, or since cultural morality vary from culture to culture, what I may say is acceptable in our culture may be offensive in somebody else's culture. But what's more important, there's a biblical culture. Are you getting it now? Which is actually the basis also for morality. So I would rather go for that than pick, say maybe now I'm Igbo, for instance, okay? And that there's this song in our culture that inspires us to hard work and all that, okay? I'd rather pick a verse from the Bible, you understand, around hard work and sing and leave the cultural thing for my people, okay? Why? Where did those cultural things even came from? Before there was light, you understand? That is, before the gospel reached us, those moral instructions were all that our people had in darkness. You understand? But since there's a better light and a brighter light, I would rather say it's better to stick to the Bible if we are singing in the church, for the church. But if it's that we want to sing for the society, since after all, there are pagans in the society, there are other religions in the society, you understand? And if at all they are not going to heaven, at least they should be good men. Are you getting it now? Then moral songs can be okay for them. Thank you. Good question. Yes, sir.
Praise God, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. When you were teaching, you talked about commercialization.
Yes.
I'm going to talk for the experiences I've had.
Okay.
Okay. I go for ministrations and God is always being glorified. But God is always being glorified.
Okay.
But the problem here is because we as music ministers, we don't charge. Churches take these things for granted.
Okay.
For example, I have a very
thank you. Thank you for your boldness for this question. A round of applause. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I ministered in a church three months ago. The pastor invited me. The pastor delayed me because I already told him I'll be going after I finish ministry because I have an appointment to catch up with in my home church.
Okay.
It delayed me to the end of the program, which I succumbed to that. Fine. At the end of the day, he wrote a check for me. And only for me, I got to the bank. The check was a bounce check. And this pastor till tomorrow now, anytime I just feel like, let me just call him. He will say, okay, I've been busy. I will send it to you till tomorrow. He has not sent it.
Okay.
Now, we buy materials. We do rehearsals. We improve on ourselves. Now, how do we still march on without losing focus with all these trends? Because number one, when you don't charge, with my experience, when you don't charge, they take you for granted. That's my own experience. They take you for granted. And when you are going home, for example, when you invite them for a program, I want to come with my people who we have been together over the years, pray together, minister together. But I can't take them to the program because after the program, nothing will be. Sometimes nothing has been given. I've gone from Lagos to Etibo after Osogbo before, and nothing at all, not even logistical or transport fare was given. And I was going home, I was not that happy. Not because, but it was a painful experience for me because I felt if at least nothing was given, at least a transport fare should be given. That okay, thanks for coming. But reverse is the case. So how do we strike a balance? Because things are being done.
A round of applause.
Things are being done.
If I'm going to clap, clap. Because if you don't clap, when is your turn? I'll say don't clap for him. He didn't clap. You want to question? I'm sorry? Question. Is there addition to the question? Oh, go ahead, sir.
Okay, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I wouldn't say I had a question, but I said, this because I know it's what is happening in the church. I've also been, a musician. I'll say that all my life I've been a musician. And then from collecting salary to deciding that I'm not even, I got tired of collecting salary. Because, of course, when I was practicing, I rose to a point that, of course, I didn't look for a job. They used to call me.
Come to you.
I don't know about now.
It is well.
I just got tired. There was a time I had a rehearsal, and I went with one of my protégés. Somebody that was, of course, learning from me, and the church was paying very high. I'm not deviating. I'm still coming to add
to his question.
Paying a very high salary. But this is somebody I was mentoring, and then when he saw the kind of rehearsal I was involved with, when we're driving home, he said, Brother Daniel, I know you, that church that you are, it's either you are there because of the money, but the you that I know won't be in a place like that. So if you want to do this, and at that point, I was actually confused also. I knew it was not an atmosphere for me, but pressures here and there, made me to just stay to that point. But God used that boy to just help me make my final decision. Now, adding to his question, I understand his feeling, honestly, because, I've been there. I got tired.
The world is strong.
I got tired.
You're taken for granted.
Of lies of, how many bounce checks? You're talking about one bounce check. Pastors do that without conscience. So that's not even. But you find that on the contrary, you know, when it comes to a word
minister,
I even found out that a pastor of a church would invite another pastor and pay him very well
before he comes.
You know? And even when he comes or before. And what he's trying to do is to set the legacy, you know, just the standard.
Yeah.
Okay. So when is my own time?
Know how much you have.
Know how much pay you me. Would pay me. But you know, you find that this thing happens. The way they relate with themselves, it's not the way they treat, you know, the musicians.
Okay.
Whereas, you know, you just said it when you were preaching that it's the same office. They just preach in word and we minister
in
song.
Yes.
So I'm happy that that question came up and I want you to use your spiritual insight to help us balance.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Brother Dan. A round of applause. Thank you. That's very good. Yes.
Yes, at first, sincerely. When I used to have this strong thought, there was a church I went to in Ago Palace. I left Winners Youth Convention then. That should be like 15 or 17 years ago.
Okay.
So, when I got there, with the kind of way people know me and the things I know that every time I minister drops and the impartation that I know that, okay, this one, these people normally experience God, thank God. So when I got there, I told God, Mama Febi Lowo, they must give me money because I don't have money to even, I'll be struggling for transport to go home. So I was all about that. But the good thing for me is that I normally talk to God about how this thing they do me.
Okay.
Even though I won't say I know God so much, but I always say it. But when I went there, God told me, Abba, me too, I have something that is doing me. I think he had said that twice. There was one time he told me, I have not even prayed for the people. Another one I went to, I didn't pray for the people. I was just thinking that, what would they give me? I was just thinking about that. And he brought in a scripture. He brought in a scripture. He said, God does not see it as man sees it. I can never till I die forget this scripture. Because I knew when he came. He said, God does not see it as man sees it. Man look at the outward appearance. God looks at the heart. He said, can you see the heart of the matter? Can you see these people that they look colorful? They are wretched. They are this, they are that. I did not pray. But by the way the scripture came, there was a burden on me. Sir, I ministered that deal. I ministered that a minister stood up after I finished, went to our car. No, it's just like we are two ministers now. Stood up, went to our car, brought out an offering and gave me. See, I found out about, one of the things that really made me to be in graphics now, that I'm also in graphics to a point where people say, oh boy, no, come on. From graphics, come out from there and go and start ministry. It's because I don't want to be charging.
Okay.
Now, I want to say something. I understand. One thing I know, there was another time I went somewhere and they flew me there. They gave me an hotel. It was beautiful. And I started worshiping God. But I said, ha, God, I know you. I want you to keep something for me. That the same joy I have, they said anything I want to eat, I should order in that hotel. And I told God, I said, one day you test me. You will take me to a place where I will sleep with rats and cockroaches. But I said, please, let it be that the same joy I have while I'm staying in this classic hotel, while I'm ordering for the food that, even though I didn't order, I order for what I can pay for. Because the key thing I want to say is this. For me, I have found out one thing about God. Your personal relationship. Your life as maybe what you are singing, is it real with you? Then the last thing is compassion for souls. Now, one of the things I will say for me is this. The burden for the people.
Okay.
If that bothers us, I'm telling you, your reward is, I don't know how it will come. I don't know how it will come. But many times we are always easily distracted by all this. Let me just stop there.
Thank you. A round of applause. I thank you for the way you asked that question. I thank you for the innocence that was behind it. Thank you for pouring out the pain and the disappointment, because I'm sure you have a lot of other people. But what I want to start with is this. Okay? When we are coming back in our next session, we'll actually be dealing. It's either you are a minister or you are a gospel artist. It's one of the two. But you can't be both. You understand? Now, if you are a minister, those pastors, even if they're writing you, are they the ones who employed you? Huh? The answer is no. Do you understand? Now, let me join some of his questions to it. That ministers of the world invite themselves to keep each other afloat financially. Huh? Even when God didn't send any invitation, I hope you know that many of them would have become false prophets. Huh? And since they have other means of payment other than God, after they stop becoming ministers of God, they begin to become ministers of gold. I know the case of a bishop who traveled to the UK, also. Is it UK or US? I can't remember. And when he got there, forced himself on a church. It's a general overseer in Nigeria. Forced himself on a church. He said, can't you see that I'm around? You won't invite me to come and minister to you people. So, invited him. And it taxed them like hell. So, the whole preaching thing was because he was broke. And he needed some money. Okay? Now, if the person that calls you is God, if you understand as a music minister, if you understand your office as a minister of God, the person that pays is God. It's not these people. And you need to look away from them. Please. Many of them will bear their judgment. Are you hearing me? Because many of them raised offering, God didn't command them. Okay? They will bear their judgment. Must you join them? That's the thing. You understand? Now, because it could be one of two ways. It's either maybe you are fully a music person, or you are working on the side. Now, if you are fully a music person, there's what to do. If you're working on the side also, there's what to do. But you see, if you want to be able to preach the truth always, you can't afford to be in people's good books. I don't know. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can't. Because the moment you want to be in so that they can invite you again and pay you and this and that, you begin to compromise. And that will not be for your good. There's nothing wrong. You're traveling out of Lagos or even within Lagos somewhere very far to tell them, please, we will require from you at least transportation for our entire team. It's part of the job. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing unholy or unrighteous in that. It is wrong and it's unrighteous when you start neglecting honorarium. You know many of your people do it now. It is wrong that before we can reach you, we must talk to a manager. You are no longer a minister of God. I don't care what your name is. I don't care what level you say you are. You are now a master. You are not a minister. Since it is your servant who must talk to reach you. You understand? Let God pay you. My brother, he pays well. He does. Do you know that if other people were supposed to have this kind of money now, the gate fee, something, something amount. We won't collect an offering in this meeting. It's not this meeting alone. In all our meetings, that's how we do. It's only when God asks us to collect an offering that we do. Ask people who are around here, who have been here for a while. They will tell you the number of years they've been here. How many times have you paid offering? Okay? So how then do we pay? I'm a married man with children. The brother assisting me is a married man with children. So how is it done? The point is that God who employs pays. And you see, so you must, you see, why you are having this contradiction is that you have not cut out whether you are a minister. This is how it's done in this industry. You know it's an industry now. You know that this is how it's done. So they are supposed to pay us the same thing. They're supposed to treat us right. That's why you're feeling like that. The moment you remove yourself from that class and come up to this other class, God begins to sort you out. Now, as I wrap up very quickly because of our time, I said if you work on the side or if you are fully just a music minister. Do you work on the side or you don't? You work on the side. So if you work on the side, the things you do on the side should take care of you. Pending the time, your ministry will grow to the level where God will use it to take care of you without you charging and doing all of those things. You understand? If you don't work on the side, and that's all that you do, there are things you can do on spare time. You understand? For instance, you could write books about music. You could take music classes. You understand? Instrumental classes to teach other people to know and all of that. So those things you can do. You could even do other things apart from, except God commands you, then there's the rare class that God commands, don't do anything. You understand? But like I said, it's a rare class. And at a point in your lives, you'll be in that period where you've been instructed, don't do anything. Okay? Most importantly, because God wants to teach you to look to Him alone. You understand? So, if it's that you're traveling far to go and minister, there's nothing wrong with asking for payment for logistics, so that as we go, we won't be stuck on the road and all of that. You understand? Yes.
Thank you, sir, for that.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. That will lead me to the second question, sir.
Oh, there's a second question?
Yeah. Right from time, my mindset is based on what you just said now. That I'm not the money type.
Okay.
Invite me for anything, I won't charge you. And whether you give me money or not, invite me again, I will still come.
Okay.
That's my own. And God has been blessing. You said something about, you know, music, you know, being attached to the prophetic.
Yes.
I'm a testimony to that.
Okay.
I minister with a saxophone and I also sing. Now, over the years, God has built me to an extent that when I'm playing my sax, to some extent, by the time I get some extent, I prophesy.
Okay.
And the whole place will be charged and God will be wrought miracles and up. Now, I noticed, the reason why I'm pointing out my mind is because I see this forum as a blessed forum. And that's why I'm going to share this. I noticed that, number one, you said the ministers in the world and the ministers in music, we are one. But, sir, reverse is the case. Reverse is the case, and everybody can attest to that fact. Number one, the minister of the world, they see their servers as superior. I'm not conflating that. To the ministers and the music, and they look down on them, they talk to them, do or something. Now, sometimes when I go for ministrations, by the time God starts, you know, doing some wonders, like I had one last week, Friday, in the church, the minister quickly came up to hijack the ministration. Because, you know, they will feel this is supposed to happen during their own time. And God is respecter of nobody. I've settled with Him before coming down to come and minister. So if he's doing wonders during this time, it's because he has proposed in his heart, according to the book of Isaiah 14:27, that says, "Thus said the Lord God of hosts, I, the Lord, have spoken, who can change it, and have torn out my hand, who can change it." So if he himself, God, is fulfilling that purpose, so why are they coming to Isaiah? Sometimes they will tell you, okay, you have 30 minutes to minister, and you just spend 10 minutes everywhere he's charged, God is being glorified. And you just see them. You know, it do happen very well.
What is your question? I've gotten the point. So,
yes,
except
sir.
You are just raising this point, then you want me to respond to this point.
Yes, sir.
Except you have a question.
Yeah, I would like you to respond to it. Okay, number one. Then number two, when things like that happen, what do you do? What do you just do?
A round of applause.
To make sure God, you don't offend God and offend
very
the minister.
Good, question. You see, first of all, most of you don't believe that you are ministers. That's the first thing. You believe that you are a musician. Or you believe you are an instrumentalist. How does Yoruba say that proverb? Irinisi? How you see yourself matters in the first place. Now, when I say that word ministers and music ministers are both ministers, the truth is that there's hierarchy in the church. That's the truth. Now, by hierarchy in the church, I'm sorry? In the kingdom. There's also hierarchy, but you see, there's where I'm going. King David was a prophet. A word prophet and a music prophet. Right or wrong? But you see, that you people make. Because you are running away from here. Eh? And there's no how you will be here, and you will not be here. But because you don't want to be here in your life, eh? When you are here, you sag trouser. And you do a man of things to say, see, there's no hope as far as that place is concerned. That's a problem. That a that's some have not prayed about it. Maybe it's because he has legs that he can still come to take microphone. See, beware you're supposed to tell your mentor. The person that honors a minister of God is God himself. He said, them that honor me, I will honor. Those who despise me, they will be lightly esteemed. Nobody can hijack your ministry. Nobody can. Let me ask you this. After the whole place is charged, can they sustain it when they take the microphone? Have you ever seen them sustain it? They can't. He doesn't have a choice because it's empty and there's nothing in him. He needs to cash in on since something looks like it's happening. That's the whole purpose of why they do that. Now, what do? Before you minister, hand over the ministration to God. Huh? When the glory of God comes down, the Bible says that the priest will not be able to minister. Check back to God, you are the one that will go to him with microphone and say, bro. He will say, continue. I'm not done yet. I pray that this forum will give back to that in your life in Jesus' name. That we will be able to bring to God minstrels. People that when they sing, pastors are conditioned on what to preach. If they go astray, it will be clear to heaven and the whole congregation that Martini. It will be clear to all. When they want to do that, give them their microphone. Huh? But like I said earlier, prepare before going. And most importantly, and accept what you are. And I'm not talking to him alone because you are all nodding for him now. Accept that you are a servant of God with a call of God on your head. And behave like that. When they see you, they will know that you are more than a music person. You know that's what they call it, a music person. The other side is that many ministers don't also understand the depth of these things. In all fairness, many of them think that, just give us a song. They think that that's what choir is meant for. You understand? But it's by you understanding your ministry and carrying yourself the way you're supposed to carry yourself. Paul said, magnify my ministry. So when you understand what you are called to do and you carry yourself like that, it's not only when it's time to minister that you look serious. But you are like that, whether there's ministration or not. They will know whom they are. The person they are inviting is a pastor or a minister of God or a man of God or a prophet or whatever. A singer. Okay? Help us in Jesus. So that you should do. Thank you. Very good question. A round of applause. Is there still any other question before we close for this session? Okay. What is it? Is it a question? Please make it snappy so that we can close on, we can go on break on time.
Where does the change start from? Now that...
when or where?
Where does the change start, and even when also?
Okay.
Now that we are hearing a lot of this.
Yes.
Which is strange. From the distance that we were before and to where God is, how do we begin to take steps? In the sense that God is pointing out concerning voices, concerning instrumentation, concerning how we should approach Him and who we are. So what are the things that we should begin to do now so that we won't be far from again?
Thank you. A round of applause. It's a good question. Where does it... It begins here and now. When does it begin? It's a decision away. What did I say it is? that you tell yourself, I want to be serious now. And you pray it and ask God to help you. It's just a decision away. You go back with the things that we have taught and that we are going to teach in these 2 days, okay? Soak it. You know the way you soak garri, that it will soak water and you will drink it. Swallow it. Make it your own. Let it not just be something you had. Collect the audio recordings of the meetings, okay? Listen to it over and over and over and over again until it's part and parcel of you. Practice things that are taught. Pray about them, then it's your own. It's as simple as that. Thank you. Very good question. We're going to go on break now for about 15 minutes. Okay, when we return back, we'll break into...
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on 080-333-8536, 080-7455-8176, 081-409-9132-1. Or visit our blogspot at www.reformationplatform.com. When it's all been said, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life